And now dictation for William Bellairs, B-E-L-L-A-I-R-S, February 1544, addressed as a letter to Colin, C-O-L-I-N, McGraw, M-C-G-R-A-W, P-A-C, 810-275-0307. Dear Mr. McGraw, follow up for Mr. Bellairs, chronic kidney disease. Last visit in January. No hospital emergency room. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea. There is some constipation or bleeding. Occasionally nose epistasis when he blows his nose, but nothing enough to go to the emergency room. Some nocturnal incontinence, no infection, cloudiness of blood, no edema, claudication, presently no chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea. He follows urology, Dr. Mills, M-I-L-L-S, because of frequency nocturia. Present medications includes Coumadin for his bladder prostate problems, on Flomax and Myrbetriq, M-Y-R-B-E-T-R-I-Q, blood pressure Norvasc beta blockers, on vitamin D-125. He says off the nitrates, blood pressure 140-62 on the left sided, weight is stable 169, lungs are clear, has an aortic systolic murmur, radiates to both carotid arteries, no JVD or lymph nodes, no pericardial wrap, no gross ascites, no gross edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, May, creatinine 1.3 is stable, representing GFR 55, low sodium, normal potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, mild anemia, PTH, not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3, stable, no progression, no symptoms. In the office, blood pressure fair, continue present regimen, physical activity, salt fluid restriction, salt, physical activity, monitor low sodium, presently not symptomatic, no need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, continue same vitamin D-125, control PTH, continue inhalers, anticoagulation, follow with urology for urinary symptoms, already on treatment but not well controlled, chemistries in a regular basis, come back in 6 months.